thehomeloanexpert.com, and you'll even skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We have the privilege of taking care of thousands of guys, and year over year, guys with hormone balance, strong metabolism, are crushing it. Their careers are taking off, they're coaching their kids' sports, they're making an impact on their communities. If you feel like you've lost a step, we can help. If our doctors restore your hormone balance, then you're back to the guy you were meant to be. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Who's ready to party? Whether it's a special occasion or you're already looking for the perfect place for a company holiday party, it's time to call Surf and Sirloin. Party packages for groups of 15 to 150. Each package has unlimited soft drinks, super salad, any one of their USDA prime steak entrees or seafood options, and dessert with New York-style cheesecake with strawberries or creme brulee. Call Surf and Sirloin, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online, surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet-cashing machine, but you'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to leave your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTEM, and they'll give you free cash. Just use promo code 590 when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on heaven.
Brains Faggots, a great meal all round.
What? What'd she say?
She said Mr. Brains Faggots.
A great meal all round.
You know, I still didn't understand. Mr. what?
Mr. Brain's Faggots. A great meal all around.
I didn't know faggots were a great meal.
That was from England.
I guess I don't get it. Mr. Brain's? Oh, well. There's a lot that I don't get. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 8th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They want to give you $100. That's right. Give you $100, and what you have to do for it is so simple, and you're even doing something for yourself, and they still want to pay you. But first,
hey!
At the control board, 19 years this country had to be without this guy. We had him here, you know, when he was born, and then over to Great Britain. 10 of those, I might add, he was in Birmingham, England. He is the one, the only, Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good day, and I hope you have a very good weekend.
Well, it's not shaping up to look so great. Boy, is it nasty looking. And did you look at the radar?
No, I don't want to look at it.
Take a look at that radar. You know when it shows blue? That's ice, and yeah, it's creeping in a little closer than I think most people would like for it to. What happened to fall? We didn't even really get a fall. But enough about that. The man who just said, is in the studio. He's not on the road, and that's a good thing, but he's a free spirit. And he has the kind of job that allows him to travel and to roam. It's what he does. And he may wake up tomorrow and just go, hey, I'm going to head northbound, or I'm going to head southbound, or westbound, or maybe... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
And you said I may wake up tomorrow. I hope I do wake up tomorrow, actually. And hello, everyone.
Well, don't we all. And now, inside the glass box, the quarantine room, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason. They'll give you a compliment.
What if you already have? Let's say you have a financial advisor already. Okay. Can you still talk to him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can still call them. You call Mark and Jason, they'll give you a complimentary, which means free, look at your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
We're way off there.
Yeah, you guys sound terrible.
One of us is way behind.
And
we are off.
We are off. This is... 590.
You choking? You okay? You need the Heimlich?
No, actually, I have a cold. I think I have allergies on top of a cold.
You sound like Karen.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Who?
Your girl who? Had the cat problem Karen. Yesterday.
No, her name was Kathy.
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. My apologies.
I got 17 cats. You want one?
But stop five
the
very
no, stop
rude.
The music right now. Stop the music right now. We had a caller. We had a caller yesterday, for those who don't know. It's a very, very nice lady.
She's probably listening
Kathy.
Now.
Very sweet lady.
Got finished now?
Yeah, sure.
She sounded nice. She had a really deep voice for a woman, which I would imagine she may be self-conscious about. Maybe she got teased about it a lot. And then what happens today? We have gravelly, and somebody says, oh, that sounds like, and they get their name wrong. But all of us who, those of you who listen regularly, you knew who they were picking on, making fun of. But Kathy, if you're listening, I really liked you. I think you sound like a really interesting person. I like that whiskey laugh and that voice. And don't you let mean old bullies like Bill and
Wait Lyman a minute, I didn't do it. I didn't participate in this. I said they were rude.
Okay, so don't let mean old bullies like Tim and Dan and Limey, don't you let them get to you. You're one of a kind, Kathy.
I have I like a cold.
That. Thanks, Frank. It means a lot to me.
so much for... let's start the music.
Hey, nothing people are missing the big picture because 590 The Fan right now is in storm mode.
I think that's something else.
Oh.
Another place that does that.
Oh.
Storm mode.
I like
what
that.
What are you talking about?
The snow. We're in storm mode. Wicker Watch.
Thank goodness it's Thursday. Oh, that's all goodness. I can say. Forgot where I was here. Let me see. My next introduction is that of a man who... I'll abbreviate the titles and the responsibilities. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's in charge of all the research for the entire radio station. He's in charge of the news department. He does the news. Not just runs the news, does the news. He's an author. Got a book out now. Bad Mood, Good Mood. I'm missing something. There's one other thing. Oh, yeah. That's right. He's a private investigator and has been for 10 years now. Tim Woodburn. Say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. I own Gateway Investigations. It's a PI firm. Just yesterday, I referred a client who accused her husband of infidelity, and I told her to call him out on the money and ask to have his phone forensically analyzed, and he agreed to do it. And my forensic analyst went back and found every website, every photo, every text he had ever sent for the last 6 years, including every one that was deleted.
Ooh.
Got somebody cheating on you? Put them on the money. Call me, and I'll tell you how to catch them. And if you don't have somebody cheating on you, buy my book and read about other people who cheat on their spouses.
But how dumb is he to go, yeah, sure, go ahead, tear into my phone.
Right.
Wow.
He's probably one of those people that thinks, nah, I deleted that stuff. You're not going to find anything.
Exactly. That's exactly what he thought. Yeah. And I have a special hello to say to somebody. During the 4 o'clock hour, I went next door to Kirkwood Brewhouse to conduct a little business while Scott Sherman was on, and this cute little brunette was holding the door open for me. I didn't know she worked there or she was walking out. She was holding the door open for me. I said, thank you. You holding that open for me? She said, yeah. And before I could walk by her, she goes, did you used to teach at Roosevelt High School? And I said, no. And she goes, well, you look like one of my teachers that used to teach at Roosevelt High School, because another one of my teachers is on that radio station over there. And I said, well, who was your teacher? And she said, Mr. Strauss.
Oh, Dave Strauss. Oh.
Is that you?
No. Oh. Dave was my cousin.
God.
He's since passed away.
So she mistakenly thinks that he works here.
Oh.
Yeah. Obviously, she thinks you're... Dan.
Listen, Dan.
Dan, take advantage of this. She thinks you're... who cares who Dave. She thinks you are? She's obviously very fond of him. Take advantage of that.
Take advantage of it for me, because she's cute. And tell her. Her name is Mamie Carroll. Go over there and say hi to her and say, hey, are you available?
Say, hey, if you're available, stay away from Tim Woodburn. He's got every STD known to man.
Okay. If you're available, my cousin Dave is right here. You just opened the door for him.
She wouldn't know. Just say he changed a little bit. He dyes his hair now. Whatever. Yeah. Let me see. Yes, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy was over at Kirkwood Brewhouse, too. I'm sorry you didn't, just must have just missed each other. And he got mad, threw a little hissy fit, because they didn't have a particular... What was it? Particular
cheese.
Yeah, some cheese, some odd, hard-to-find cheese. They got mad and he left. He's that way about cheese. Please give it up for Bruce Limpest and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Now, here's a good deal. If you have a car payment, I hear that echoing thing, Limestone, that you need to flip a switch and eliminate. If you have a car payment... No, go ahead, Dan. Go ahead. Go ahead. Show
what?
Them.
What?
Say?
Mo.
Mo.
Hang on 1 second. Just going to handwrite my resignation.
Oh.
Not even going to wait and bother to go to the word processor. I'll just write it out.
Word processor?
Yeah, that's what you're using. That's what you're using just when you go to your computer.
I haven't
computer.
Heard anybody
you're,
say you're, word processor well, since 1985.
What program do you think you're using when you type something on Word?
I just
that's
I just
a word processing
heard,
program.
I've not heard anyone say word processor.
Maybe I'm a little more high tech than you
well,
are.
You might
maybe.
Be. You might be.
Maybe it's coming back, and I'm on the cutting edge of reintroducing it. Maybe.
Wow. You are.
Yeah.
Or maybe,
yeah.
Maybe he's old and had a brain tumor and not in touch with reality.
That could be. It could be any of those things. Wow. But here's the deal. First Community Credit Union will give you $100, and all you have to do is move something from one place to the other. If you have a car loan, an auto loan, anywhere else, bring it over to First Community Credit Union, and for that, they will put $100 in an account at First Community Credit Union. You go, well, what's the hitch? No, there's no hitch. That's it. And they've gotten so many people to convert and switch over from where they were banking to First Community Credit Union every year when they do this, and they do it once a year. So guess what? If you don't take advantage of it, it's not coming around again for a year. Let me repeat how simple it is. You already have the auto loan, okay? You know how much you owe. Bring it over. You get $100, and you very possibly will end up with a lower car payment because they are famous for their low auto loan rates. So how about that deal? Very possibly reduce your car payment, the amount every month, and you get $100. It's a very good deal and a very good place to bank. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to be so impressed with that one move, you're going to move everything. You're going to close your accounts and move them all to First Community Credit Union. They have over 40 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com is their website. If you'd like to know more, again, that's firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
All right, I cannot wait to see where we're going to go today. And by the way, just about anywhere would probably be a good place to escape to, except north, according to the radar, northwest. You don't want to go that direction. So where are we going to go? We're going to find out together. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. See, now we're getting into that weather where you're going to be able to tell if your windows need to be replaced, because when it gets real cold outside and you feel it coming inside, Window World, you can find out more about this, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're excited today.
Yeah, they are.
These guys are all cheerleaders.
Ah, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How are you? No headache today. Thank the good Lord above. That's right.
That's a good thing.
Back to normal here. We are going, not northwest, but we are going northeast today, and we are going to Baltimore, Maryland. Has anyone been to Baltimore, Maryland?
No.
I have not.
I have.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Only one. Tim has.
Baltimore is interesting because it has, at least in recent years, sort of the same thing that St. Louis and maybe even Detroit, you know, people kind of say these are the most dangerous cities in America, which I always sort of laugh at when you start looking at statistics and things. They're not really as dangerous as people say. I've been to Baltimore a couple of times, the most recent time. A couple of years ago, and, you know, everybody, I think, has seen what I look like. I've felt no problem walking along the streets of downtown Baltimore at night. Didn't feel unsafe once. Having said that, it's a very walkable city.
I'm concerned about something. You said everybody has seen what I look like.
I'm,
like, you're kind of putting yourself down.
No, I mean, I'm just, you know, skinny, not...
you're a slender guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if
did
I
you
found
ever
myself
see karate? In, did you ever see Karate Kid? He was slender.
But he knew karate. I don't know karate. So, yeah.
I guess that would make a difference.
It would, yeah. So it's a very walkable city, which I think is very important because a lot of times you don't want to have to drive from place to place. You can find a hotel downtown and walk and see a lot of the sites. So I'm going to ask Limey to see if he knows the significance of one of the big attractions in Baltimore.
Baltimore Ravens.
You didn't even let him finish.
Sorry, my bad.
Fort McHenry. What's important about Fort McHenry?
Well, it used to be a fort for the military.
Do you know what happened there? Like very
he doesn't know.
Guessing people did some training exercises.
Well, you're a idiot, like we talked about.
He doesn't know.
Tim?
I'll guess it's the home of the Baltimore Ravens.
No, way to go.
Fort McHenry. That's where they play.
Frank? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Fort McHenry is the site of where the Star Spangled Banner was written.
You didn't ask me, Bill.
Oh, Dan, do you know?
It's where the Star Spangled Banner
was
written.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow.
You are a genius.
Well done, bud.
You know, all the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, all that activity happened there right off the coast there on Fort McHenry. So you can go and tour that. The National Aquarium is very neat. There are a lot of aquariums in the United States. That one, I think, is one of my top two or three favorites in the country. It's done.
We're going to have one here at the Union Station.
St. Louis Union Station, yeah.
I don't want to put down aquariums, but like anybody else, like, a big aquarium. But after about 5 minutes, you're kind of done, you know? And does that make sense?
It's unless one of the fish comes up and eats the other fish. That would be kind of cool.
But Frank, listen to Bill. This is the story of the age of aquarium.
Nice. Oh. Nice. Well done. I was singing that in my head. Well done. Age that was very nice.
Aquarius. Now, you know, the Orioles are the old St. Louis Browns.
Yes, they are.
You know, maybe I had that on my list. Oh. I was going to get to that.
Doggone
it's possible,
it.
And you ruined it, as usual.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It takes a life right out of it.
It's my cold.
I will say, if you are going to Baltimore, they do a really cool thing. They call it the Charm City Circular, and these are their buses. They're absolutely free. And so if you want to ride from place to place and explore places around town and you don't want to walk everywhere, they're absolutely free, and they run all throughout the day. And there's an app you can download. Just look for the Charm City Circular app, and it will tell you where all of the buses are. So if you're waiting at a particular stop, you can go, oh, look, it's going to be here in 3 minutes. And they're pretty much on time all the time. They're a really good resource if you're going there.
There are certain parts of the country that it seems like you almost never hear that anyone is from. In other words, if somebody moves to St. Louis, you go, hey, where'd you move from? Oh, I moved from Austin or Memphis. Or right. It's just Baltimore. Baltimore, Maryland. Maybe, I guess, just because it's small, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. There are a lot of firsts that happen in Baltimore, though. The first post office in Baltimore in 1774. The very first dental school. I'm sure you're worried about that. That was founded in Baltimore. The first telegraph line in the world. The first professional sports organization in the United States. That was the Maryland Jockey Club. That was formed there. And we always talk about St. Louis, how, you know, we have this issue with, what, 90 or 100 different neighborhoods or, you know, cities making up of St. Louis. Baltimore is a city of more than 220 neighborhoods. So maybe we don't have it quite that bad. And the last thing that I'll mention...
You mean neighborhood? You mean like municipalities? Like,
they're
like
not, Richmond they're Heights, not necessarily or... municipalities, but they're individual neighborhoods. So it's kind of hard to explain, but it's
so like
there's a lot.
Tiny towns.
More or less, yeah. The one thing that I'll mention, this is not really a tourist destination, but I would suggest everyone go and check it out. Johns Hopkins Hospital and University are there, and the campus is really beautiful, and you can walk in and check out stuff. And the hospital is really neat, which it sounds kind of stupid to say, but a lot of scientific breakthroughs have happened there. And if you ask for someone to kind of take you on a tour and show it's amazing the stuff that they're doing at Johns Hopkins. And it is Johns, not John. A lot of people say John Hopkins.
Okay, did you say you can't take a tour?
You can. Or? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, reach out to them ahead of time, and do that, because it's really neat to see a lot of that stuff. And, that's all. There's some more at BillOnTheRoad.com if you want to check it out on Maryland, and I guess that's about it.
Do you know who Johns was? Was there somebody named Johns?
It was a man. Yeah, it was a man, and I don't remember all of the history. I wrote a story about it on my website if folks want to learn more, but it was a guy, Johns Hopkins. Yep.
Well, and here's a little bit of trivia. I've never been to Baltimore, but in the early days, generate revenue to support the hospital, they made winter underwear for men in the same building. Long Johns Hopkins.
Mm. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Is that
Thank
true?
You. Yeah, it's true.
Oh.
What do you think? I made it up?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. Johns
Hopkins. I knew his cousin, Long John Silver.
Long Johns Silver.
Johns.
Oh, see, man. That's why it doesn't work. Yeah. If it weren't Johns, it would have been funny. But Long Johns Silver.
That shows how stupid you are. He changed his name from Johns to John after he started making fish.
Yeah.
Oh, I do feel stupid. Okay. I didn't know that.
He said, I'm going to drop the S.
I was so close to signing off. I almost made it.
You can do it now,
okay,
if you want.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
There goes Bill.
Forever.
Right, for my favorite song, my contribution today, not favorite song, but one of the songs in my, we're trying to see if there's any way you can sort of determine somebody's personality by the music select. I don't think you can, but my music is in my iPod, which is part of my phone. My iPhone has a library, and don't most smartphones have that, like Samsung, Androids, don't they? They have a music library. Okay. So I just pulled one. This is a song that I have in there, and then Limey can share with us one of the songs. He is a go-to song for him, and I think when I hit this, let me make sure I got this up. Everybody knows this. You may not know it by name immediately, but you will as we get into it.
Yeah. This is a great song.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Daryl Hall, John Oates. You make my dreams come true. what I want. Another one of those, you know, you want to change your mood, just throw that thing on. You can't help but kind of jump around a little bit. So there, that's one out of my 850. And even though I have 850 songs, there are people, folks, that do have 3,000-4,000 songs on their iPods or whatever. I will never have that many. So that's, what do you have, Flash?
Mine is from Queen, actually. Since we've been talking about it all week, I figured I'd play one of their songs. I kind of grew up listening to this song. I don't know if they played it in the movie or not, but it's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I don't think so. I like it.
It picks up in a little bit.
I like it right here. I already like it. Wow, I really like it. What's this called?
It's called A Kind of Magic.
Yeah, not bad.
Crank it up. Wow.
Never heard it.
Yeah. No, I can't believe it. I never heard it. And I was checking out a bunch of Queen music the night after I saw the movie and the next day, and I dumped a bunch of stuff on my phone. Somehow I missed that one. That's a good one.
All right. That's like my song
Tim,
of the day.
And what does Tim go to every once in a while?
Well, I had
of many songs?
I had a go-to song today, and it's called Jungle Boogie.
Yeah.
And it's a song that doesn't have very many lyrics. It doesn't mean a whole lot.
Do you want
this? We mentioned this before. A day or two ago. We just mentioned this song.
Okay,
yeah. Tim.
Do you want the Muppets version or the Soul Train version?
No.
I just typed it into YouTube and it just came up with the Muppets.
The hit? No, you want the hit version.
Is it Cool in the Gang?
Yeah, Cool in the Gang.
Yeah.
I think the video was from Soul Train.
Jungle Boogie.
Yeah, that's it.
Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
See, everybody in the studio is smiling. When you play that song.
Isn't Don Cornelius dead? He died quite a while ago, didn't he?
I think so.
I think he died like 15 years ago.
Soul Train.
Can you still go watch Soul Train? Is it still in rerun? Thank you.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And he had that real deep voice.
Oh, man, he had a great voice. Yeah.
He had one of the Lou Rawls type voices. Yeah. Veterans Day, officially Sunday. We will pay our respects on Monday in the form of great music, most of it country, that honors the veterans. So people seem to really enjoy that every year, and I'm very happy to do it. I'm proud that we are the only show that does it. And apparently nobody else is really interested in it, but we're going to keep doing it. And a lot of things, we know we play every Veterans Day, but you have to include them. You know, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, even if you don't play the whole thing. Boy, when he wrote that, did he hit pay dirt?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Sadler Brothers song, more than just a name on the wall, and Private Malone. We'll do all of them for you Monday. And hopefully have a couple of... Oh, Barry Sadler, Green Beret, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. Now we are one episode away from finishing the first season of Mayans, M-A-Y-A-N-S, Motorcycle Club. In fact, it's called Mayans MC for Motorcycle Club. It's on FX. We have one more to go. If you liked Sons of Anarchy, you folks who saw that, I think that was an AMC show, then I'm betting you will like Mayans, because it's kind of the same thing. It's the inside, looking at a motorcycle club, gang, whatever you want to call it, from the inside. So 10 episodes, we got 9 down. Yard Sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Last Saturday, for whatever reason, was a really good Saturday. Would you not agree, Dan Strauss, one of the two co-hosts?
Yes, it was. It was a very good Saturday.
We'd really appreciate it if you keep that going for us. It's finally coming around to where it should be. It's a fun show to listen to. Yes, you can go on there and sell things. You may hear something that piques your interest. You may want to buy it.
or you may just want to listen to be entertained listening to what other people have to sell. But please, please, please participate if you can. They give the numbers regularly. They're the same numbers we use here. Again, yard sale Saturday morning. One sponsor and only one, First Community Credit Union.
And you can email us, too, with your stuff.
Yes, yes, they can. Give them that email.
FirstCommunityYardSale@yahoo.com.
And then Dan and Scott, or one of them, will actually read out. And when you do, obviously you need to send the item, the price, and a contact phone number for you, yeah, and a first name. Be sure to give them those things. Pringles sold out. They had a special edition, apparently, Thanksgiving dinner Pringles chips in three different varieties. They sold out in 41 minutes. They had turkey flavor, stuffing flavor, and pumpkin pie flavor Pringles.
Oh, okay.
Pumpkin pie. On that one.
So they're gone, and now they're going to auction off a package on eBay for Giving Tuesday, which is November 27th. What the heck does that mean? Is that the Tuesday after Thanksgiving is now Giving Tuesday? So they'll auction off a can. Sorry, I'm not into Pringles very much.
Lay's potato chips tries to do that too. Like every year they'll come out with two different like crazy flavors.
Well, I like the turkey and gravy one, but anything that my mind believes should be savory and then I get something sweet like a pumpkin pie flavored chip, that just, it doesn't sit well with me. I don't like it.
Lowe's closing 51 stores in North America. Wow, that's...
The new CEO used to be an executive at Home Depot, and he came in and he said that's how they're going to compete better with Home Depot.
And three of them are in the St. Louis area.
Yeah.
All
right, round the room, if you had to pick one, or would it not even matter, Lowe's or Home Depot, which one?
Whichever is closest to me.
I more often go to Home Depot.
I go to Lowe's because I can't stand the way Home Depot has you. You have to check out on one end of the store, and you have to walk in on the complete other end of the store. And so if you have this massive walk to your car every time you want to check out there. I hate it.
You can go out the other door, you know that?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Well, I do.
See, to me, they're almost the same store. They're almost the same store. It's just a color change. Blue,
very
orange.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They're the same. So I agree. Whoever said closest, yeah, I get. But they're always together. Yeah, they're like a block away from each other, which I never understood that either. One little tidbit, and then we'll get to the joke here. I read a little article about somebody who's very famous who auditioned for the part in Titanic that Leonardo DiCaprio had. That was his big breakout movie. Any guesses as to who it was who wanted that role and failed the audition?
Ooh.
It was
Bill Cleveland?
Gilbert Gottfried.
No. All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, wow. What an idiot.
They said, next. No, not idiot. He didn't get it. He auditioned. They did. He said, next. Nope. You're not the guy.
I'm king of the world.
Bring that DiCaprio kid in here.
Hey, Frank, I've got a text to just send over a song that you might like for Veterans Day. It's Kid Rock, Born Free.
That's a good song.
It is actually a very good song, I'll say. You probably would like that for Veterans Day.
I've heard it.
I really like that song.
No, I've heard it. Mark that down for consideration, Limestone.
All right, well, shall do.
And it'll just be about time. What can we get in? How much time will we have? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a really strange joke, and I don't know. I've told it like six or seven times ever. I like it, but I have a twisted sort of sense of humor sometimes, but I think it's bizarre, but it's funny. It's a story of a honeymoon couple. They just got married, and... It's honeymoon night, the wedding night, and he's in the bathroom, sitting on the edge of the bathtub, and he's thinking to himself, he goes, you know, there's some things she doesn't know about me yet. Now she's my wife, and she's going to find out. And what he's talking about is he has really, really stinking feet. His feet stink so bad. And the whole time they've dated, he masked it with the little drops of men's cologne or powder in his shoes. But his socks, you might as well just hold a skunk's butt up to your nose. It's the same as smelling. Oh, his socks are rancid, and his feet stink. And he's thinking, I got to let her know this because she's going to do laundry. She's going to smell my socks. She's going to know that I've got this problem. Now, she is already in bed, and she's thinking to herself, we're married now. And there's something I've been hiding from him, but he's going to know because we've never really spent an entire night together, and I'm going to wake up and he's going to realize that I have the stinkinest breath of anybody he has ever met. She's thinking, my breath stinks beyond description. That's how horrible her breath. Her breath makes people's eyes water and they choke. That's how bad her breath. And his socks smell like skunk's butts. I mean, and they're each thinking, I got to come clean. So he comes out of the bathroom and he walks over to her. And you know, there she is. She's on. He sits down on the edge of the bed and he says, you know, honey, he says, we're husband and wife now. And I have a confession to make. And she says, oh, honey, so have I. And he says, don't tell me. You ate my socks.
See how traffic's moving along with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Farmers Insurance. There's a stall blocking the left lane eastbound 70 at 370. They're wrapping up a crash eastbound 70 before Lindbergh. Stop and go eastbound 270 between 370 and New Florissant. Northbound 170 at Scudder. That accident's cleared. You've got heavy volume southbound 270 Page all the way down to Doherty Ferry and slow pockets westbound 4064 from 94 up 270. From a bear messing up a car interior to a deer damaging a pool liner, they've covered it. Talk to Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet-cashing machine, but you'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to leave your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy-to-use website, helpful customer service, and fast payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right. Deposit today using promo code 590 and they'll give you free cash. Just use promo code 590 when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Damn you. Gotcha. Figured you'd do it. Well, I am ready to head for Dallas, Texas, at least through the magic of radio and telephone technology. That's where Mike Evans is. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Right next door is the Smokehouse Market. They both bring you Mike Evans. They're both closed only on Monday. And both offer gift cards, and a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse is a great idea any day of any week.
They sell thousands every year. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans.
Oh, hey.
Did I hear silverware? Are you dining now or just...
I didn't hear anything.
Is he there?
He better be.
He said he's on his third glass of wine.
No, right, he's not even... We're not connected.
See if we... All right, is this why... Nope. I'm just getting so...
Homie?
Now we got him.
Homie, what are you, drunk?
There
homie?
We go.
Come on now.
It's the British. It's the British guy again.
Sorry, that was me.
What is wrong with him?
And by the way, Bridget, I really have some serious...
Are you still getting that feedback?
I'm not right now because you just fixed it again, but you need to keep an eye on this. Homer, what's going on? Oh, there we go. There's the big slip. What's going on?
I'm on my third glass of wine, homie, so you be warned. Take care of your business.
All right. We're warned.
And I'll take care of my beeswax, homie. I hope you gave me a lot of time today because I got a lot of stuff.
Well, you have exactly 7 minutes. Seven and a half minutes. Six and a half minutes.
All right, Dan.
No,
Paquist, name celebrities who aren't who you think they are today. Name the name of the celebrity who was born Alfonso de Abruzzo. Huh? Alfonso de Abruzzo. Maybe you can correct me on this and say I'm wrong again.
Oh, sensitive. Sensitive. We in the end acknowledged that you were right.
Thank you. Is Alfonso de Abruzzo Alan Arkin? Alan Alda? Al Pacino. Al Capone. Hey, the producers of The Voice, their sponsors, staffers, and crew all agree it might have been a mistake to take Mariah Carey on the show. Kelly Clarkson says she likes her, but the rest of people say she's impossible to work with. Odds and ends, you know, I'm gonna just go straight to the movies. I got all kinds of great stuff for you today.
Well, you jump right in.
We'll go to the movies real quick, since a lot of people don't like to go to the movies. Oh, first, I got to do this, though, before we do movie reviews. Brad Pitt spoke out earlier this afternoon, saying that being married to Angelina Jolie were the worst years of his life.
Wow.
That he will never, ever, ever get married again. Called it hell on earth. Funny thing is that Billy Bob Thornton said the same thing about being married to Angelina Jolie. I just leave it at that. By the way, I hear Angelina is flat-ass broke, owes everybody money.
How can that be?
I don't know. Well, she got six kids, and she travels all over the world, and I don't know. Now your movie review, starting out with a movie I absolutely loved. Love this movie, but it takes an appetite for the odd, the weird, the bizarre, and the unexpected to love the movie the way I did. It opens in limited release tomorrow. It's about 275 screens. I think it's playing on one screen in St. Louis. But you can catch it on Netflix November 16th. It is Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Wow,
it's a Coen movie. The brothers Coen made this Western. It is six fabulous little mini-stories of the Old West, and each one more different and more bizarre than the first one, the next one, the following one, the preceding one. They're all mixed in, but yet they all are connected, and they're great. Rated R, 132 minutes, a little long, but Ballad of Buster Scruggs, 4 stars. Next is The Grinch. You know, what can I say? I love everything about Christmas. I really do. However...
And there's always a however in life.
There's an old saying in Hollywood, if it's not on the page, it shouldn't be on the stage, and the script is just bad. There's no continuity to it, even for a cartoon. But the graphics and the animation save what otherwise would be a total bust. Rated PG, it's 86 minutes, 2.5 stars for Grinch. That brings us to Overlord. Overlord, a shocking action war horror movie that isn't what you think it would be, no matter what you were thinking it would be. Paratroopers parachute into France for D-Day and run into crazy, mad Nazi doctors who have turned some American prisoners of war into monsters. Yeah. Well written, well acted. Most of this film is so far out of left field with surprises. I think it'll shock you, shock me. But rated R, 109 minutes, 3 stars. It is really well done. And movies are about being different and the unexpected, and this certainly does it.
All right, give us the name again. One more time.
It's called Overlord.
Okay.
Over, L-O-R-D, Overlord. Okay. I got a few odds and ends for you, some strange ones for you. Starting off, celebrities that are dead now that had weird pets. Elvis Presley had pet kangaroos. Presley Calicoons had pet raccoons.
Wow, you don't meet many people with kangaroos.
Audrey Hepburn had a pet deer stayed in her backyard. And artist Salvador Dali had pet anteaters his whole life. Anteaters.
Oh, who hasn't had those?
Me, and I get to...
I know why that president had a pet raccoon. Some of his constituents from his his area sent him a raccoon to eat for one meal or something like that, and he ended up liking the raccoon so much that he kept it as a pet.
And I had a couple of penthouse pets.
Oh.
Always looking for something to eat, aren't you, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Always hungry. Always hungry.
See what I did there?
You were giving us actually good, solid, valid information, educational information, and Tim had to turn it into a comedy routine.
Ruined your segment. Nasty. Ruined your segment. About eating at the Y. It was ridiculous.
Eating at the Y. Oh, man.
Wow.
Hello.
Well done.
90 seconds.
Oh, he's in
the same amount of time you always have.
Michael Jackson and his the producer Kenny Ortega, the producer of Michael Jackson.
This is it.
And the sister LaTanya have had seances trying to reach Michael Jackson from the world beyond.
Oh my goodness! I hope they're so successful.
Yes, I hope they get a hold of them.
Great.
I guess we're running out of time, so I'll just say, "And finally."
I get Bruce for that.
Okay, so the question is the podcast question: who was born? Okay, that'll do. Thank you.
Get your examine my penis, my buttocks.
Man, that's ignorant.
Who is Alfonso Di Abruzzo? Alan Arkin, Alan Alda, Al Pacino, Al Capone.
I'm going to go with Al Capone.
I'll go Arkin.
Alan Alda.
The Bruzzo sounds like bruiser, mob. I'll go Capone.
The answer is Alan Alda.
Ooh. Oh.
Lucky guess.
Oh, well, yeah.
Kevin, have a great weekend. See ya.
And that's how you get Capone.
Oh, my goodness.
You knew I'd do it. You know you knew that I was going to do that.
Oh.
It was Mike Evans. You say, where does he live? He lives in Dallas, Texas, if it's any of your business. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, right next door. When I come to St. Louis, it's my favorite place to eat. They're closed only on Mondays. That's right. Take it from me, Sean Connery. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Listen to me. You think a police officer every chance you get, there's no excuse for not doing it. All right? Have a great... What is today?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday, Sean.
November.
I hate it when this happens.
And we started off the day with Tony Bennett. We end with Sean Connery.
And with Sean Connery. Thank you. It's a great day for celebrities everywhere. So let me leave you this. Police officers, you know, you want to thank them, then thank them. There's no excuse for not doing it. Sometimes you see one standing around, you walk up, you say, Officer, Sean Connery said for me to thank you. So I'm going to do it. That's what I'm asking of you. Now listen to me. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Carter. FBI response teams are investigating the mass shooting at a country music bar in Southern California. Speaking in Thousand Oaks, FBI Assistant Director Paul Delacourt said special agents are also processing the home and vehicle of suspect Ian Long, a Marine Corps vet.
Pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, to identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The shooting massacre overnight at the Borderline Bar and Grill left 12 people dead and more than a dozen others injured. The Trump administration is tightening asylum rules. New orders are aimed at restricting the ability of migrants to seek asylum at the U.S. southern border. The move suspends humanitarian protections for migrants. Legal challenges are